Well, Philip Reeves was with U.S. troops. NPR's Ivan Watson was also in Mosul under the protection of Kurdish forces. There's a large Kurdish minority in Mosul, and when the city's police force collapsed last November, U.S. commanders asked Kurdish militiamen to help provide security. They're still on the job today. Here's Ivan's report.
Major Rizgar Garan is an ethnic Kurd and an officer in the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, or PUK. When he races through the back streets of Mosul in a battered BMW, there is a cocked pistol on his lap, an AK-47 on the seat beside him, and he keeps a constant eye on the rearview mirror.
If I think that someone is acting suspiciously or looking at us suspiciously, directly, I kill him.
Last November, when insurgents seized control of nearly all of western Mosul, Garan led 30 Kurdish Peshmerga fighters on a late-night mission across the river that bisects this city to protect the palace of the U.S.-backed governor. Today, Garan is commander of the Palace Guards, a force of 100 fighters from Kurdish cities in northern Iraq. Most of these Kurds don't speak a word of Arabic, the language of the Arab governor they're protecting. Our families are going crazy with worry, these Kurdish guards say. They know about the beheadings and bombings and the mortars that the terrorists fire at us every week. For Kurds like Major Garan, the city is now a deadly checkerboard, divided between insurgent-held, predominantly Arab neighborhoods and the safer districts inhabited by the Kurds, who make up about a third of the city's population.
If there were no Kurds in Mosul, it could be worse than Fallujah here, believe me.
Khosrow Garan is the Kurdish deputy governor of Mosul. He sits in an office decorated not with Iraqi flags, but with the flag of Iraqi Kurdistan, the autonomous zone located just an hour's drive north of here. Garan blames U.S. military commanders for the current situation.
If we had Kurdish forces with them at the beginning, I am sure Mosul could be a safer city than now.
Instead of working with the city's Kurdish minority, which is decidedly pro-American, the deputy governor says U.S. military commanders focused on wooing Mosul's Sunni Arab majority. He says they put high-ranking officials from the former regime in charge of the police force.
I was telling my bodyguards, don't let policemen know from which way we are going to our office, because I knew that they can assassinate us. And we saw that when they assassinated the Governor Dr. Osama Kashmula when he was on his way to Baghdad.
Mosul's Arab governor, Dereid Kashmula, took over the position from his cousin, who was assassinated last year. Photos of murdered relatives now decorate Kashmula's home, including his teenage son and his nephew. There's no photo yet of his cousin Walid, a top aide who was killed last month when a suicide bomber walked into his office.
These people have issued a death threat against every member of my tribe, but we will not give up until we eradicate all of the terrorists from this country.
When he drives around town, Governor Kashmula is protected by a huge convoy of more than 20 road warrior-like trucks loaded with gunmen. Two people were killed and many more injured when a suicide bomber plowed a car into a similar government convoy earlier this month. In this violent city, the many offices of the two main Kurdish political parties have become small islands of stability. Kurdish militiamen in improvised uniforms regularly patrol the neighborhood around the PUK's party headquarters, where children can play in the streets without fear of being kidnapped. Within the fortified compound, Kurdish intelligence agents plan a cloak-and-dagger campaign to infiltrate Mosul's many insurgent groups. One officer here boasts that he hands information over to the CIA every day. A sample report shows profiles, photographs, and GPS coordinates for four men accused of killing an Iraqi employee of the U.S. military. The Kurds also name towns in nearby Syria, where they claim Iraqi insurgents rest and regroup before sneaking across the border to fight in Mosul. Sadi Ahmed Pira, a top PUK official, says no one will ever control Iraq's violent Sunni triangle until the largest city in northern Iraq is stabilized.
Security in Mosul means security in half of Iraq.
Ivan Watson, NPR News.